progress. But I think the problem is that I knew what you wanted as much as you did. Because progress, wanting progress, is a vague desire. It's not very clear. And there's a lot of problems with having vague desires when it comes to systematic growth. Like, here's the problem with vague desires. Number one is that it's really hard to take action on. Like, I'm guessing, you knew you wanted creative career growth, but if you couldn't name what it was, you couldn't say what actions you could take to get to it. You probably wanted a bunch of different things with no particular hierarchy, and therefore, you went about your career just kind of going with the flow. The second problem with vague progress, vague objectives, is that they're uncelebratable. I don't think that's a word, but you get it. Here's the thing. If you had had clear objectives last year, you would be sure how much progress you made on them. But because if your intention, if your objective is just progress, you don't know if you made progress or not. It's like losing weight. If you said, I want to lose weight this year, even if you do lose weight this year, you don't know whether to celebrate or not because you weren't clear. You need to say, I want to lose 10 pounds. And then if you lose 8, you can still celebrate. But just wanting to lose weight, it's not enough. It's not clear enough to know what type of actions you need to take. How much do you need to change? What are the key results? How do you measure it? And you don't know whether you did it, right? So if you have vague intentions, you will drift. You'll just, with no clarity on where you're going or what you're trying to do or any clear steps to get to it, you're just going to kind of go from the next thing to the next thing. And you're going to, you know, everything that's in front of you, everything that flows towards you, whether you say yes or no to it, is probably whether it kind of fits your vague intentions. But vague intentions can get a bunch of results that you're not super thrilled about. Now, I didn't have I had a long period of dating time. Meaning, I dated for a long time before I met my soulmate, Sophie. and now, you might think that's weird because Sophie and I got married when we were in our very early 20s, but I started dating when I was in kindergarten. I had a girlfriend in kindergarten. I actually had 3 girlfriends at the same time in first grade. Suffice it to say, yes, I do have mommy issues. And that meant that I knew that I wanted a female in my life from a very early age. And I had that was my vague intention, is I want a girl. I need somebody. And that need was so big that I would basically think anybody will do because I just have to have something. And I think when you have those vague intentions, you'll settle for pretty much anything. And actually, because all I knew was that I wanted someone, I just kind of went from one person to the next person. I didn't spend hardly any time from ages 6. This is a very personal, weird story. From ages 6 to 18, I had a girlfriend, and they were probably, you know, 35 different girls. and at that point, I had got my heart broken. Actually, 3 of those girls, this is so ridiculous, giving you so much weird insight to my childhood. 3 of those girls cheated on me in my older years of my dating, and they broke my heart. And at some point, I said, enough is enough. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not drifting anymore. And maybe you're feeling like that in your creative career. Enough is enough. The old creative career path has broken your heart too many times. And don't give up. Don't just say, I can't love again. It's too hard. No. Quit drifting from one